Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever.
Going and going, and we ain't gonna stop. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. We going to keep going to God. Say stop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He ain't said stop yet. Glory to God on tonight. We truly thank God for each and every person that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. You know who he is. We featuring the committee, Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is headed up and passed by, hallelujah, none other than my brother in Christ, praise God, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. He will be coming forth later on this evening, bringing forth the dynamic words from the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. So get your ears ready, get your notepads ready, praise God, because there ain't no doubt, hallelujah, the Lord is going to turn it out on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Psalm, praise God, hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. We're going to go to Psalms 100. Amen. We're getting ready to open up phone lines for testimonies and prayer requests on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to read from Psalms 100 coming out of the New, hallelujah, Living Translation on tonight. It says, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. And his faithfulness continues to each generation. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. I want to look at verse 3 tonight, looking at the New Living Translation, hallelujah. It says, acknowledge that the Lord, hallelujah, is God. Praise God. Acknowledge that he is God. Praise God, hallelujah. And in other words, praise God, you need to give God his props. You need to give God his just due. Hallelujah. You need to put God in his proper place. He is the head. Hallelujah, praise God. And then it goes on to say, he made us. Glory to God. He made us. You think, I know your mom and daddy took credit for it. Glory to God, hallelujah. But the Bible tells us that when he formed us in our mother's womb, that he already knew us. Hallelujah. He already ordained us. Hallelujah. Ordained. He already ordained. He already set us in position before we were even born. So we can't take credit and say we made ourselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can't take credit for the degree, because if it had not been for God, hallelujah, praise God. We can't take credit for the people we know, because God's the one planted us in the situation he planted us in for us to know the people we know. Hallelujah, praise God. We can't take credit for our parents' success. Glory to God. Some of us are successful because our parents were successful. Hallelujah, praise God. Some of us are living off of lineage. Amen, praise God. If God had not set that lineage in position, you would not have yours. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why the writer tells us, hallelujah, we are his. We are his. This shows possession. Hallelujah. Too many times we think God belongs to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We think God's our personal Jesus. Hallelujah. We just rub the lamp and tell him what we want and he did it for us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Amen. But we don't belong to, hallelujah, he don't belong to us. Hallelujah. We belong to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. We belong to him. Hallelujah. We supposed to do what he tell us to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in return, for us living the way he want us to live. Hallelujah. For in return, us seeking first the kingdom of heaven in his righteousness. It's not our own, because in our mind, it's right to do something wrong sometimes. Y'all ain't hitting me. I said, in our mind, it's right to do something wrong sometimes, praise God. That's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, not just the kingdom of heaven, but his righteousness. Hallelujah, praise God. In other words, we got to do things his way. We can't do things our way and then expect God to open up doors for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are his. It says we are his people, the sheep of his past. The past. Hallelujah. Where the sheep lay at. The past. Where the sheep eat at. Hallelujah. The pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. Where the sheep work at. The pastor. You know, your house. Hallelujah. Amen. Your bedroom. Praise God. Your big living room. Hallelujah. Amen. Your apartment. Hallelujah. Your job. Your car. All that belong to God, he said. That's our part of his past. We just the sheep in his past. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. That's why he started off saying you need to acknowledge, hallelujah, that the Lord is God. Hallelujah. In other words, you need to acknowledge that God is still in control. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know he is in control because you shouldn't be where you are right now. Not on this flat line. Not the direction you was going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The way you was going, you should be in jail right now or hell right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or living in hell right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God already predestined you. No matter what you did, no matter what direction you took, look where you ended up. Glory to God. Right back at God. Hallelujah. No matter how fast you ran. Hallelujah. Amen. So somebody told me my arms ain't long enough to box with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your legs ain't long enough to run from him. Glory to God. No matter how fast we ran, no matter what direction we took, hallelujah, we ended up back at God. Maybe that's what he meant when he said we were predestinated. Hallelujah, to conform in the image of his son. We were predestined before we were born. This was already written. But it's hard to accept, but y'all got to listen to me. God already knew you would be on this prayer line tonight. He predestined it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he wrote it. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, before the foundations of the world, before the foundation, mm-hmm. before he even laid the concrete down, I already predestined you before I even on the first day, glory to God. Before I said, let there be light, I predestined you to be on this line tonight, to conform in the image of my son, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And look where you are. Can you figure out how you got here? Hallelujah. Don't worry. I'll wait if you got a response. Can you figure out how you got here tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You was having too much fun in the club. Glory to God.
Man,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
How did you get here tonight? You don't know how. You don't know how you got here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he predestined you. We belong to him. Hallelujah. Once you acknowledge, hallelujah, that the Lord is God. And then you can do the rest of the scripture. The rest of the scripture is talking about praising him. The rest of the scripture is talking about magnifying him. When you begin to look back over your life and see what God brought you from, you will be able to magnify and glorify the Lord. Hallelujah, because you didn't have to be here. The AIDS should have got you. The gunshot should have got you. The car wreck should have killed you. But glory to God, you here today. You should have OD'd that night. You know, you don't know how you woke up. You don't know how you got home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the glory of God, that's why in the last verse, praise God, he said, amen. In the last verse, at this New Living Translation, he said his unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Glory to God. His faithfulness continues. You got the same faithfulness that he gave your mama. Your mama don't know how she got saved. Glory to God. When you met her, she probably was already saved. Praise God. Maybe your grandma, she was already saved when you met her. Hallelujah. She ain't start out that way. Hallelujah. But she was predestined. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we come to the throne of grace tonight, we need to acknowledge, hallelujah, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we need to acknowledge he's the one that got us to this point today. We need to acknowledge, hallelujah, amen, he's the one that helped me get that degree. Hallelujah. If it had not been for him, I wouldn't have had it. I wouldn't have the job I got now. If it had not been for him, I don't care who I know, but I wouldn't know who I know if God would not have a love. Glory, hallelujah. 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 I don't know how I got here, but I know I got here by the grace of God. Hallelujah. So the phone lines are open. If you got a testimony on the grace of God tonight, hallelujah, feel free. Amen. The phone lines are open. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen. Praise the Lord, mother.
First of all, I'm giving honor to God. Thank you, praise God, for being on the line tonight. Thank you, praise God, for his grace and mercy. Thank you, praise God, for being our shepherd. Thank you, praise God, that I don't have to want for anything. I thank you, praise him, for being our Father. I thank and praise and hallelujah that I came to praise the Lord and I came to lift him up. You all keep praying for me and my children. Just pray about strengthening the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, mother. Amen. Glory to God. Do we have another one on tonight? Praise God. God is good. God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. No more testimonies on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank
like
God.
Thank you, praise.
Go ahead.
Praise
go
the
ahead.
Lord, go ahead. Praise I'd like to thank praise God for being here tonight. I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you, praise the Lord, for another day, another day's journey. I thank you, praise God, for favor, blessings, and increase in my life. I thank you, praise him, for each and every one of you. And I like to carry the saying on that I love you. I love you all. I love you. That's our saying from now on. Because Christ, he first loved us. Before we even loved ourselves, Jesus Christ died for us. And
yes,
so
he did.
It's a good thing to say, I love you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I'd like to impart that to everyone. We know that at the end of our of the line that Apostle Acts tells us to say, I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. That's a good saying to do and to keep in our lives. So I pray for you all. I pray for our children. And each and every one that's on this line. Continue to be blessed. Just continue to be blessed and pray for me as I pray for you all. Name, amen.
I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank God for Pastor Cole, Brother Andre. Thank God for my job. Thank God for my family, my friends, my loved ones. I just thank God for giving me this chance to say hello to the church family, to the Pat family. We love each other. There's nothing you can do about it. Thank God for my sister, my niece, my nephew, my brother, everybody on the line tonight. So get your blessings. That's all I got to say.
Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for the testimonies that have gone up thus far. Hallelujah. I'm about to take us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. I'm about to take us to the throne of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then following, hallelujah, the prayer, I'm going to introduce the man of God. Hallelujah. And then we're going to have a selection. And then following that selection, you will be in that man of God's hand. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on today. We thank you, Lord, that there's no other God like you. Hallelujah. You are the God of all gods, the supreme God, the creator of heaven and earth and the universe, Lord. And we worship you today. We magnify your name today. You're truly worthy to be praised. We acknowledge you, hallelujah, for always leading and guiding us, for keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we magnify you on today. Honor each and every prayer request that has gone before your throne. Hallelujah. Touch Mother Alberta on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch us from the top of her head, Lord, to the sole of her feet, Lord, tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch Michael and Jessica as well, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch every person on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch Sister Jackie. Hallelujah. Sister Virgie on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch Sister Linda. Hallelujah. Giovanni on tonight. Touch him, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Wherever he may be, touch him. Hallelujah. Let him feel your presence on tonight to your home, to his home. Hallelujah. Let him be as the prodigal son and let him come to himself. Glory to God. And we praise your name. We magnify you. Touch Brother Bobby and touch Brother Brian on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch the entire, hallelujah, congregation, the fellowship. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing with them. Hallelujah. We praise and magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. We magnify him. Hallelujah. Because he is truly worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. And if you don't know what this is the revival that just won't stop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The revival that just won't quit is the revival that keeps going and going and going. Glory to God. And we stay getting revived in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We stay it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said it the other night. Hallelujah. If you want the word to get in you, you got to get in that word. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
And if you want to get in that word, you have come to the right place on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about, amen, the man of God is getting ready to come forth and break bread with us tonight. Hallelujah. He is the leader. Hallelujah. The founder. Hallelujah. The executive, whatever you want to call him. Hallelujah. He is the holy apostle. Amen. Eldon A. Curry, the leader of the Committed Jewish World International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based, hallelujah, out of Long Beach, California, over there on the West Coast. Glory to God. Immediately following this next election, praise God, you will be in the hands of the man of God, Eldon A. Curry. Praise the name of the Lord.
You know I've had some lonely days.
He's risen. Listen.
No one can touch my heart like you, or make me smile the way you do.
Come on, give God a praise, everybody. Come on, bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He's doing everything. Come on, give him a praise tonight.
Amen. Come on and bless the name of the Lord Jesus tonight.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Yahshua.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He is so worthy of our praise and glory tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
How many of you know that God is your
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I mean, have that testimony. Amen. That he is your everything. Hallelujah. Without him, you can do nothing. Without him, you
amen.
Can say nothing. Without him, amen, we would be nothing. How many of you know tonight beyond the shadow of a doubt? Hallelujah. Oh, somebody bless his name. Somebody give him the glory
Hallelujah.
Tonight. Somebody lift
Hallelujah.
His name.
Glory,
Hallelujah.
Glory,
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory to God. Yes, yes,
yes, yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let the universe hear you. Let all the creation hear you. Let the whole world hear how
Hallelujah.
Much you love your
Hallelujah.
God and how much your God loves you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, 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 Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank God on tonight. We praise God on tonight. Amen. He is still worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll spend my always with you. Amen. Yahshua, you my everything. Hallelujah. Because
yes,
of you, my whole life has changed. Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
Lord,
Hallelujah.
I spend my all ways with you, Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what I got to go through, Lord. No matter what I got to endure, Lord. My all ways will be
Hallelujah.
With you. Somebody give him a lot of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Giving honor to God on tonight. Giving God the glory and the honor tonight. Amen. He is worthy of all glory, all honor. Somebody say all glory.
All glory.
All glory. And all honor. Hallelujah.
All honor.
And all honor belongs to him. Come on here, somebody. It belongs to
Hallelujah.
Him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tonight. Amen. I give reverence and honor and glory to the King of Kings and
Hallelujah.
The Lord of Lords tonight. As always, amen. He is the reason. Amen. He's the reason why I sing. He's the reason why I preach. He is the reason why I do anything that I do. Amen. Because without him, I could do nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The old songwriter said, I would be like a ship. Hallelujah. Without a sail. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know that? If a ship don't have a sail,
Hallelujah.
They can't go nowhere. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Amen. Because it takes a sail in order for it to be able to move. Come on here, somebody. Because the wind
Hallelujah.
Is beneath
Hallelujah.
It. It gives
yes,
it the
God.
Power
Hallelujah.
To go and to move.
Hallelujah.
So I said, amen, without Yahshua, I'd be like a ship. Hallelujah. With no
amen.
Sail. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, man.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's good anyhow.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said he's good anyhow. Hallelujah.
He's
good
anyhow.
Come on,
good anyhow.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. No matter what come and what go, as long as I got him, I'm going to be all right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And tonight, we do reverence God on tonight. Thank him and give him glory and honor. Amen to my awesome, wonderful brother. Amen. I love him to life. Amen.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
We got to let him go. Come on here. Amen. We love each other to life. Amen.
Amen.
This is not a good thing. Come on here, somebody. Somebody say, I love you to death. You better try to find the exit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love to life over here. Amen. My brother from another mother. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God tonight for who he is. And everyone listening tonight, I send you love and greetings. to you. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Because his hand never changes. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Them old saints, you said, hold on to his hand. Amen. God's unchanging hand. Amen. I mean, if we hold on to his hand, then we're going to be all right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Come on, give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Yes, Jesus. We're not going to be long tonight, but we're going to be strong tonight. Amen. All right. I want to go just a little bit tonight. A very familiar passage of scripture tonight. Let's go to Romans 8 and 18 tonight. I believe they can hear the voice of God for us tonight. Look, some God dropped in my spirit. I want to drop it in your spirit. So, it blessed me so good that it helped me to understand why some of us are in different places with God.
Amen.
How many of everything is a process?
Amen.
Everything is a process. And some of us want the glory of God without going through the process that it takes to get to the glory. Come on, here, somebody.
Come on, now. Come on.
In fact, how many know that nothing is instant? Come on. Come on, here, somebody. When it's instant, you have to worry about it because it means it hadn't been through a process. Come on, here, somebody. And, you know, people just want the glory to come on them. And they want God to
come on,
do this and that. They want to be this and that, but they don't want to go through what it takes, amen, to get
come on now
to where
amen.
The glory of God will rest on them. The glory of God will be on you. See, God was talking to me. He said, "You know what, son?" He said, "If you don't go through the process," he said, "it's like having the form of God." Because, see, the form is the outward appearance. The form makes you look like you got something. Come on here, somebody. But when you go through the process assures you that you have something. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And folks get mad at you when you done paid a price to go through the process. And see, they haven't paid the full price yet. Come on here, somebody. To go through the process. You know what I'm saying? And so God is saying the reason why folks, get mad and then they want to walk away. Amen. See, God will allow them to go through the process, but then when they walk away from the process, then they no longer have the power, or they no longer have the God nature that they need because they didn't finish it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, God don't pay us for starting. He pays us for finishing. Come on, I know somebody going to say, see, God said, the reason why I'm getting ready to bless you so tough. See, you wonder why you had to go through hell and high water. You wonder why, Lord, why did you let me suffer and go through this, Lord? Why did you allow me to walk through a valley by myself, Lord, with nobody, Lord? Why did you allow me to have haters, Lord, and I haven't done nothing to nobody, Lord? Why am I going through this? God is saying, you're going through this because you have to go through the process. You have to go through what it takes. See, I got to know that you're solid. Come on here, somebody. I got to know I can trust you. Come on here, somebody. I got to know
that you ain't going to walk away from me when things get rough. I got to know, glory to God, that you'll be able to cry by yourself and still be able to do what I call you to do at the end of the day. I need to know, glory to God, that you're going to be able to rely on me and somebody else, glory to God, when they walk away from you, glory to God, when you still be able to worship me, glory to God. That's what I'm looking for. You got to go through the process. Somebody said process.
Yes, God.
Process.
Process.
You got to go through the process.
Hallelujah.
See, when you buy something, when you buy something, you wear it different. Please, please hold on to this beloved. Please hold on to what I'm about to tell you. It's going to change your life, I promise you. Lord God, God gave me this hot off the press. He said, listen. He said, when you buy something, you wear it different than from when you steal it. Come on here, somebody. See, when it's a difference from when you buy something than from when you steal something. See, when you buy something, you wear it with dignity. You wear it because you paid the price.
Yes, Lord.
To be able to wear it. You wear it differently because you and God know what you paid in order to be able to put this on and wear it. So therefore, you wear with a certain dignity, glory to God. You wear with your head up. Did you say, y'all paid for this, glory to God? This is mine, glory to God. Hallelujah. But when you steal something, you wear it differently. Amen. You don't want anybody to see it. Glory to God. You try to say, well, let me peek around the corner and see if anybody's looking at it, because I don't want anybody to, you know what I'm saying, because I didn't really pay for this. Amen. And this ain't really what mine. Come on here, somebody. God is saying in this hour, he said, those who have paid a price for the anointing is going to wear their anointing differently. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. From those who have sold their anointing, glory to God, and didn't get it honestly. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God has said, I know what you paid for what you got on. I know that you didn't go through your process. But when you have went through your process, God said, where that gone? Because you deserve. Somebody give God a praise that you deserve.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
But we thank you, Lord, that we yet hold on to it anyway, Lord, for you have called us to your word, oh God. We thank you tonight. We give you praise. That's your Holy Spirit's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God another shout of victory tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Romans 8 and 18, if you're there, you shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, I want somebody to read it out of the old King James first. I want somebody that got the old King James to read it out of there first. Romans 8 and 18. Who got the old King James first? Can you read that something right quick?
Amen. Well, I reckon that suffering of this present time are not worthy.
Stop. Wait. He said, for I reckon. Now he's in the valley of the kids. Because he's been weighing in comparison the suffering versus the glory. Come on here, somebody. He said, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time. In other words, what I'm going through right now. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Jesus.
Paul, he was saying, but I reckon that all of what I'm going through, glory to God, can't outweigh the glory that I'm going to receive in the going through. Come on. See, God is saying right now, he said the suffering that we're going through right now ain't going to have nothing on the glory. Come on here, somebody. I may be going through hell right now, but see, when God gets through, amen, the glory of his presence, just him alone
amen, it's going to outdo everything that I had to go through to get here. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
It's going to outweigh, amen, the sleepless night. It's going to outweigh every time that I almost quit, but God wouldn't let me. It's going to outweigh every time where I begin to even question my own self, my own standards, my own values. God says, my glory, my presence is going to outweigh all of that. Somebody give God a praise tonight, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
How many know that we suffering tonight because God is saying we just walking out our process? Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Yes.
See, when you go through your process, amen, it's
saying,
amen, why? Because the process says that I've grown. Amen, in this thing. See, when we walk away from our process, that means we have stopped growing in God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, the only way we can grow is go through the process. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's why the enemy tried to get us to walk away, because God is saying, if you just stand, amen, and go through your process, amen, I'm going to grow you up in this thing. Glory to God. See, a process says that I didn't get my anointing instantly. Amen. No, this ain't no instant anointing. Ain't no such thing as an instant anointing. You don't just come in, glory to God, and get seniority. No. You don't just come in and get a front row seat. You got to go do something. Come on here, somebody. Amen. These faith nowadays, they want to come in instantly. Amen. Get promoted. No, glory to God. Go through the process. Come on here, somebody. Go through the process. Don't you know God don't use nothing until he tests it? Come on here, somebody. You got to be able to withstand the test. Come on here, somebody. That's why we got people now that they quit so easily, because you didn't go through the test. You didn't allow yourself to be processed by God. Somebody give him a praise. Somebody give God a shout. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Thanks for the process, Lord. Yes, Lord.
When you go through the process, you know the shame. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, the process cuts off the shame. He says, I'm not ashamed. If I don't go through the process, God knows me. I know him, glory to God. He knows my heart. Come on here, somebody. He has tried my way. Come on here, somebody. He found me well. Come on here, somebody. That's why I love it like I do. Come on here, somebody. Hey, God is saying, now that's why I'm getting ready to reward you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for your word, Lord. Thank you for your promise.
Hey! Yes, somebody needs a praise. Hallelujah. You've been going through hell and high water. The devil been trying to let you go by. He's been trying to let you go spirit. But God said, when you begin to compare with the glory, and the glory of God getting ready to reveal in you, come on here, somebody. And the glory in you is about to come out. There's a presence of God that God's about to release out of your life. Come on, give God a praise.
We
can't get to the glory without the suffering. People trying to get to the glory without the suffering. But the Bible says if we suffer with him, we will also what? Reign with him. Come on, get somebody. God said, you're not going to reign with me if you ain't willing to suffer with me. Hallelujah. See, glory is it's in the suffering. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because the Lord shows himself in the suffering. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
So the name on that night, that name was the suffering that made me great. Come on here, somebody. It was the suffering that made me who I am. Come on here, somebody. I wouldn't have known it the way I know it if I had to suffer with it. Come on here, somebody.
Man,
when you drink good wine, just
some grapes that got crushed so you could drink it. Come on here, somebody. But the grape gave its life just so we could be happy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh,
come on now. Man, hallelujah.
Don't you know every time that the enemy says he's crushing us, all he's doing is causing the anointing to come out of us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And
glory to God.
Is a good word. All the glory. Come on here, somebody. All the glory. Come on here, somebody. So
glory,
God allows us to go through some things sometimes so he can get more work of his anointing out of our life. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Glory to God.
Yes, God.
And we think we suffer for us, but we're not suffering for us. We suffer for somebody else that needs the anointing of
Amen.
God that's on our life. I wish somebody would give God a
Lord,
praise
hallelujah.
Tonight. Amen. Your
hallelujah.
Suffering ain't just
hallelujah.
For you. Your suffering is for somebody else that needs what's in you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'll see you tonight, glory to God. God is saying somebody needs the anointing of God that's in you. So God allows us sometimes to be crushed to give that anointing out. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
God said you thought it was about you, but God said no. There's somebody that's connected to you that needs that juice that's in you. Come on here, somebody. You got that Holy Ghost juice that God said every time the enemy takes you, question you, he's bringing out that juice that's in you. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time
hallelujah.
Is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Come on here, somebody. God is saying there's a glory that's waiting to come out of you. Come on here, somebody. That's why the devil keeps messing with you, because there's a glory in you that's getting ready to come out of you. It's going to crush his head. It's going to bust his head to the fat. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God says, my glory, and I'm going to go tie down by my soul. Hallelujah. Is about to be revealed. Come on here, somebody. How many know that that word revealed means to be uncovered? Come on here, somebody. There's a glory in you that's covered up. But God says he's about to uncover it. He's about to take his sheets off so that the world can see his glory that is in us. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you.
Tell somebody, say, my story is my glory. Come on here, somebody. My
glory
is God's glory. Come on here, somebody.
My story is God's glory.
Amen. You don't know, glory to God, my story. That's why you hate on my glory, because you don't know my story. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
God, he's about to reveal his glory
hallelujah.
That's in you, glory to God. His presence that's in you, because you got a story. Your suffering is your story. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's right, please.
And God said, you getting ready to reign with me. You getting ready to reign with me. You getting ready to walk tall with me. Before you can walk tall with me, you had to go through something. Come on here, somebody. You had to go through hell and high water. Before you can walk with me, you had to suffer with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's all right, sir. When I see Yahshua, amen. When I see Jesus, amen, all in my heart is, amen, hallelujah. We'll be on, hallelujah,
Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want to encourage you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Go through your process, child of God, because you're at the end of your process. And God is saying that he's getting ready to reveal something so great, because we didn't see to it from our process. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to end it with this, child of God. No story, no glory. Tell somebody, say, no story,
hallelujah.
No glory.
Your story is your glory.
No story, no glory.
Your story, no glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Are there any comments? Are there any
Hallelujah on tonight.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. Because that word was good news. Hallelujah, praise God. You know why it's good news? Because some of us been suffering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he said, after you suffered for a little while, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. He said, we're going to reign with him. Hallelujah. We're going to have authority with him. We're going to sit on the throne with him. Hallelujah. We're going to wear the crown with him. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. We getting ready to reign. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Promotion.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Elevation. Hallelujah. Because we've been through the process. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you've been through it, you ought to. Hallelujah. You know what the process is? It's it.
Hallelujah.
It. It is the process. How many of you been through it today? Hallelujah. How many of you been through it this month? Hallelujah. How many of you going through it right now? Hallelujah. If you going through it, hallelujah, you going through the process. Hallelujah. You in the process right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the good news is it's almost over. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord say, keep walking. Hallelujah. Let me drop this in your spirit. The Lord say drop this in their spirit. He say right now it's like you walking down a road, a foggy road, and you can't see what's in front of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why you walking by faith, because you don't know what's in front of you. But the devil know you about 2 feet away from your blessing. Hallelujah. So what he trying to do right now is he trying to get you to turn around. Hallelujah. He's trying to get you to do an about face. Hallelujah. He's trying to get you to go the other way. But he know, because he know if you take two more steps, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody better keep walking tonight. Hallelujah, because the process is over. Hallelujah. You got a couple more steps to take. Glory to God, and you will be cleared. You will be set and approved. Hallelujah. What they say, you will be notarized. Hallelujah. Pray. You know, when you're notarized, you can't argue with a notarization. Hallelujah. God say, I'm notarizing you right now. Get ready for my stamp. Glory to God. Get ready for the stamp. Hallelujah. Get ready for the stamp. Shout out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You ought to thank God for that message. You ought to thank God for it tonight. Hallelujah. That's the gospel. The gospel is the good news. The good news is it's almost over. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Somebody ought to give him some praise. Hallelujah. For that word. Hallelujah. Because it's almost over.
Lord,
couple more steps.
Lord,
all you gotta do is take a couple more steps.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, that's why everybody can't go with you. Oh Lord.
Amen.
Go there, Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, he say this. He say everybody can't go because they've been tested, but they haven't been approved. Glory to God, hallelujah. They've been tested, but they ain't been approved. Hallelujah. So they can't. I'm reminded of John Mark, the one that wrote the book of Mark. John Mark. There was a time where Paul said, John Mark, you can't go with us. Because when the times got heavy, you was nowhere to be found. Glory to God. Well, read your Bible. Listen, man. He said, when times got rough, I couldn't find you, John Mark. Where was you at? Hallelujah. So on this trip, I'm not taking you. You can't go with me. Hallelujah. But how many of you know later on, hallelujah, after he had been tested, after he had been proven, Paul said, you know what? You can ride on this trip. Hallelujah, because you've been tested. Hallelujah, you've been approved. You've been through the fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We like the Hebrew boys right now. We in the fire. Hallelujah. Don't you know before they give us the jewelry, y'all got some rings on your finger. Don't you know before they put that ring on your finger, before it hit the jewelry box, before it hit the display case, they had to test it in the fire? Oh, y'all ain't catching it. They had to test that jewelry you got on in the fire. Hallelujah. When they dug it out the ground, hallelujah, in order to purify it, they had to put it in the fire. You wonder, how come I have to keep going through? I got to keep going through. When you got pulled out the ground, you had to be put in the fire. So I could melt all that stuff away that ain't supposed to be there. Hallelujah. Then I had pure gold. But then I had to shape you again in the fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pray. But now after you come out that fire, I'm going to dip you in that water. How many of you know when I dip you in the water, it's over with. Hallelujah. Once you hear that, y'all know what I'm talking about. Once you hear that sizzle, it's over with. Hallelujah. He say, I'm going to dip you in that water. I done shaped you. You've been tested. Hallelujah. I'm going to dip you. How many of you ready to be dipped tonight? Glory to God. I'm happy about that word. Glory to God. I'm happy because I've been suffering. I've been suffering again and again. Now I see I was just going through the process. He had to melt some stuff away from me. Hallelujah. That's why he say I'm the potter. He the potter and I'm the clay. Hallelujah. Because he molded me and shaped me, but he looked at it and he said, that ain't right. So he had to squish me down and start all over again. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Until I got the shape I wanted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now you're the shape I wanted. And I tested you. I tested you. You ain't had no leaks. You didn't have no cracks. You ain't have no holes. I filled you up with water, and it overflowed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now I know you're ready. I know you're ready. I'm about to put you on my display. Hallelujah. I'm about to put you in the display case in the front window. Hallelujah. I'm not going to put you in the back with the rest. I'm putting you in the front window. Hallelujah. He said, I don't put my lamp under a bed. I don't hide it under a bush. Hallelujah. I'm going to put you out front. I want the world to see you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look what I did. Hallelujah. You know what? I want the haters to bring up your past. I want them to have pictures. I want them to have videos so they can see where I brought you from. Oh, my. Quit trying to hide. I'm trying to move on, y'all. I'm trying to move on. But the Lord say, quit trying to hide your past. Quit trying to bury it for these fake Christians. Quit trying to bury it for these church folks. Quit trying to bury it for these people scared they're not going to approve of you. Don't worry about if they approve of you. I approved you. You've been tested. Hallelujah. You've been stamped. You've been sealed. Hallelujah. Like I seal the ark. I seal the ark from the inside and the outside. It's leak proof. Hallelujah. You have been, oh my God. Quit trying to hide your past. Your past is how you got here. Quit being ashamed of where you came from. Hallelujah. You wasn't ashamed when you was doing it. Don't be ashamed of it now. Hallelujah. I want the world to see you used to be a pimp. You used to be a hustler. You used to be a scallywag. You used to be a skank. I
I want them to know that so they can look at you now and say you a lie. I can't believe it. Look at her. Hallelujah. She saved, sanctified, walk around here, Bible thumping, speaking in tongues. Ain't no way she used to be on that pole. Hallelujah. Yes, she was. I took her off the pole. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just like I took him off that corner. Praise God. Hallelujah. I took them crack rocks out of his pocket. Hallelujah. And I put the Bible in his hand. Yeah, I did it. I took that blue flag off of him. I took the red flag off of him. Hallelujah. He used to ride blue. Now he ride red for the blood of Jesus. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. I want them to know where you came from. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they can't figure out how you got where you at. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got happy. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got happy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, why are you in that situation? Who sinned? Did your mama sin? Did your daddy sin? Hallelujah. Who sin, Lord? No, ain't nobody sin. I put her in that situation so my glory could be manifested right here, right now.
Amen.
Before the very
Amen.
Eyes of man, my glory has been manifested in you, lady, in you, man, right now. On this line, the glory is manifested in you, glory to God. You don't got no diploma. Hallelujah. You ain't got no degree. How did you get? You ain't that glory. Oh, yeah, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. You look in the mirror and say, I don't know how. Hallelujah. I ain't the only one look in the mirror and smile and say, I don't know how. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pray. How you pick me looking like this? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, you at least can get my teeth fixed before you put me out there, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise how? Why me? Why are you picking me? Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I love you. You my daughter. You my son. I molded and shaped you in the fire. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God for that word. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for the man of God on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for his word resonating in his spirit. Your word resonating in his spirit, Lord. Continue to lead him. Continue to guide him. Continue to mold him. Continue to shape him, Lord. Strengthen him right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Strengthen him as he goes through. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing in his life. We thank you for where you're taking him to. And we thank you for where you brought him from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for tonight for that word. Hallelujah, because the suffering
Amen.
Is almost over. We about to come out of this storm.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah. And we going to be like the Hebrew boys when we come out. We ain't going to look like we ever been in. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing going to burn off but what had us bound. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. God, for the word. Hallelujah. We thank God for the
Amen.
Man of God bringing forth that word again and again. Hallelujah. He comes forth every night. The Lord gives him something. Hallelujah. Praise God to get us jumping. Glory to God. And he is obedient to the word every night. So we got to thank God. No matter what the man of God is going through. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the way the people of God should be. Hallelujah. No matter
Amen.
What. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said when you're fasting, don't be like the hypocrites and walk around looking like you're
Amen.
Fasting. The Bible say put on your best clothes. Make sure you shower and shave real good. And put on your best cologne at that. And you walk around like you got $1 million in your pocket when you know you ain't got a dime. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And that's what we need to be. Because we know God going to put some money in our pocket. We know God going to deliver us out the situation. We know God going to heal us. We know God going to do what he said he going to do. Glory to God on tonight.
Amen.
We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Do we have any comments, any questions on the word for the man of God? Any encouraging comments on tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight.
And we thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to remind you, as we always do, if you haven't sown your seed, sow your seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That goes along with the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we would be wrong if we didn't advise you to sow your seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you're the one going to get blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what opens up a blessing in your life. Praise God. Yeah, you can have the peace of God. I love having the peace of God when I don't have no money in my pocket. But I can have the peace of God with a pocket full of money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd rather have the peace of God with a pocket full of money, knowing if I lost it, I would still have the peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Not a piece of the pie, because God going to give us the whole pie. I can have the whole pie and still have a peace. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have some peace. Lord Jesus. Amen. So make sure you get that seed in. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God can open that door and pour out those. Hallelujah. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time, and he's going to give his final announcements and the benediction on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord.
Thank God on tonight. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Amen. I thank God for my dear brother tonight. Amen. God is awesome. Amen. Did everybody catch what the Lord said through that word tonight? Amen. Because there's a glory in your story. Come on. Hallelujah. There's a glory in your story. And God is about to reveal that glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that's why we're going through hell and hot water. God said, because the enemy is mad about the glory that's in you. Come on here, come on.
Hallelujah.
And I want to encourage everyone tonight, as the other has already done, get your seed in the ground. Because if you have not, you are missing out. And we don't want nobody missing out. You'll be wondering why other people are blessed, but your blessing has not changed yet. You know, to make you do everything possible to make sure that your blessing is not hindered. Can y'all hear me tonight? Amen. God is an awesome God tonight. Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Are there any last comments before I close us off tonight? All hearts clear tonight. I want to before we close too. I want to encourage somebody with this. Amen. If you have a question or if you have anything that you would like to ask God about, anything that you're not sure about, please ask. Because I love God's people like questions. They let me know that everybody is on the same page. That everybody trying to get on the same page. Somebody gives God another place.
If they got a ground, if they got a ground, I need a ground.
Can everybody give God a praise right now?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
give God our undivided attention. Let us put all our attention on God. If this is God's time, we need to set this time aside for him only.
Present.
Amen.
Present.
Hello.
With that said, amen. If there's no more questions or comments, amen. I'm getting ready to close it out. And Father, we thank you. We give you praise tonight for our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard. We give you praise tonight for your word, oh God. Thank you for the glory that's in our story. Thank you for revealing your glory with us in the bedtime hour. We give you praise and glory for all things, Lord. We thank you for who you are and for whose we are. We thank you tonight, oh God, that the anointed of God has been loosed. And we thank you, Father, for what you're doing to do in our life. We love you tonight, oh God. And we give you all the praise and the glory. Amen. What I say unto one.
Watch
and pray.
And pray.
The
live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
Nothing you can do about it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Be encouraged, Bishop. We love you and we pray for you.
Thank you. Amen. I love y'all back. Amen. Thank you. Amen. God's a good God. God is awesome.
There's nothing y'all can do about it.
Shifting the atmosphere.
help me see that.
It's moving and it's breaking. I believe it. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Help me
see. It's moving and it's breaking.
Yeah.
Can I Be with me, kept me.
He kept me.
He kept me when times were hard and rough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thought I could do it on my own, but Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he kept me.
He kept me when I wanted to do wrong. Yes, he did. He kept me, yeah,
yeah.
He kept me.
Jesus kept me.
That was a good song right there.